The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. A lot to get into, speaking of the weekend edition. Wow, what a day in college football on Saturday. We'll have a great day of NFL football here on Sunday and a whole bunch of things to talk about. Tiger Woods, man, back on top of the leaderboard in the golf world. Some interesting things that happened in college football on Saturday, and most notably to me was the way that Wisconsin rebounded after losing to BYU at home. They come and play a pretty fantastic game against Iowa, down in Iowa, tough place to win, as we all know. Oklahoma struggles against Army, and I'll tell you what, this Army team, they seem to rise to the occasion all the time. They play a very, very physical style of football, and a lot of teams aren't ready to handle that, or schools, I should say. Stanford and Oregon, the Pac-12 after dark, was a fantastic football game. 24-7 in that game, Oregon is leading. And then all of a sudden, a turnover happens. Stanford turns the game around at that point. They go on to get the victory. An incredible game. I watched that one. Arizona State goes down to Washington. But I was also impressed by them, to be quite honest with you, because of what happened to them a week ago at San Diego State University, where they made a pretty bad decision, in my humble opinion, in the second quarter. I was worried that they would get blown out by Washington. Not the case at all. Washington was a little bit more physical, a little bit better on the line of scrimmage, but truth be told, Arizona State played a really, really good football game. So a lot to get into, people. On the other side, I'm going to hook up with my professor of sports, John Poulter.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Army first and goal at the 3. Bradshaw under center. Big bodies all over the place. Hand off to Wolfolk. Finds a seam off right. Guard gets the push, and he breaks the play. Touchdown, Army! 3 yards out, the first score of the day goes to the Army Black Knights, and it's a 6-0 Army advantage as Darnell Wolfolk gets his team-leading 12th touchdown of the campaign.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm going to hook up with my professor of sports, John Poulter, here in a quick moment. But first, I just want to talk a moment about that clip. Army, I mean, truth be told, those Naval Academy schools, all those different schools, I find them to be really, really fun to watch and really fun to get behind those teams because they're not playing with the same set of characters that the Oklahomas and the Alabamas are. And for them to go in there and play a game like they did, wow, you have to be impressed with the way that Army showed up against Oklahoma and almost did the unthinkable, taking them out. Anyways, got to welcome in my professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Another day in paradise. It's starting to cool down in the Valley of the Sun to a certain degree. Still getting warm during the day, but mornings are nice, evenings are nice, and you know what? We've got a lot to talk about in the baseball world as the Boston Red Sox now have hit the 105-win plateau. We're through, I believe, 155 games, so they still have 10 games to get to that 110 mark. I think they'll get there without a problem. The Yankees could very well win 100 games. Houston could very well win 100 games. Three teams in the same in the American League East, or I'm sorry, all in the American League could win 100 games. Pretty impressive, John.
Yeah, it is, and we talked about that last week with those three teams, Boston, of course, already being there, but the other two on the cusp of getting to 100 wins, and the Astros, I think it's pretty safe to say that the Astros are going to get there, because if you take a look at their schedule, they've got one game against the Angels, three against the Blue Jays, and four in Baltimore, so you got to figure that they're going to win enough games to get to 100. The way the schedule has been drawn up, it's pretty kind to the Astros in terms of the quality of the opponents that they are playing, and in all cases they're playing teams that are not only playing for next year but are auditioning a lot of youth and therefore a lot of inexperience. So I have to sit back and think that this is a week where the Astros maybe are not going to go 8-0 in those eight games that are left, but I don't think 6-2 is an unreasonable expectation for the Astros. And when I look at where they are right now at 97-57, you got to figure with a schedule like that, they're going to go at least 3-5. So I think it's pretty certain that the Astros are going to join that 100-win club this year.
Who's the most dangerous team in the American League, in your humble opinion, at this moment in time?
Oh, I think it's a toss-up. I think the obvious one is the Red Sox, because they played so well and so consistently well all season, including this month. But, you know, I think Boston are 12-7 this month. But after a bit of a blip in the middle of the schedule, the Astros have really picked it up. They're 15-4 in the month of September, and getting your best players back, you've got your veterans around, you've got some experience, you've got the comfort of being the defending World Series champions, so you've been there recently. I'm looking forward to what to me looks like a potential matchup in the American League Championship Series between Boston and Houston, and I think that's going to be a heck of a series. Boston would clearly have home field advantage because they've already reached 105 wins, as you've pointed out. Houston is at 97. So even if Houston ran the table and Boston went the other way, they would still both be at 105 wins. Don't remember what the tiebreaker is there. I have a feeling it's actually Houston because Houston went into Boston a couple of weekends ago and took 2 out of 3. So I don't think it's going to happen. I doubt whether the Red Sox are going to lose 8 in a row. I'm not sure they've even lost 3 in a row all season. They've been so consistent. They've been on that 111, 112 win pace for the whole year. I got to think those are the two teams we're looking at, Andy, when it comes down to vying for the American League pennant.
So the Yankees, with their first-year manager, Aaron Boone, what kind of a job would you say he's done? I kind of want to pick your brain on some of those things. Now we'll talk a little bit about more specific things such as the Yankees and Aaron Boone and what he's done with this ball club in his first season. How impressed are you?
I think he's done a pretty good job, and I say that for a number of reasons. First of all, just the fact that he's a rookie manager coming out of the broadcast booth with no recent managing or coaching experience, certainly none at the major league level. That's a challenge that he's overcome very easily. The mere fact that it's New York City where the media is on them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's a very pressure situation. A lot of people would not be able to handle that. I think the fact that the Red Sox have been the division champions for now the last 3 years, but going into the season the last 2 years, and given the strength and the intensity of that rivalry between those two teams, I think that puts a lot of pressure on the manager of either ball club. And interestingly, they were both rookie managers. But I think the other issue that Boone has dealt with very well is the fact that at one point in the season, several of his top quality players, Judge and Sanchez and I can't think of his name right off the bat, but some of their pitchers, Chapman is the guy I'm thinking of.
Sure.
They've had some of their key players injured for lengthy periods of time. He's managed to keep that thing together in a very pressurized situation. So I got to give him an awful lot of marks for doing what he's done in his first year, Andy.
All right. So with that being said, what would be – I'm going to say that I would think – and you think the same way. I don't know. But relatively positive on the Yankees and what they've accomplished this season. Oakland been impressive. I would say the Mariners were pretty good too, to be quite honest with you, and maybe a little bit of a surprise. What's some of the disappointments from the American League in your humble opinion, John?
Well, I guess I got to start at home. Toronto Blue Jays, I didn't expect them to win the division. I didn't expect them to make the postseason. I did expect them to be a heck of a lot better than 71 and 84 with a week to play in the season. And quite frankly, they've been out of it since June. So crowds have dwindled. Average attendance is down about 10,000 a game. Last year it was 39 and change. This year, to date, with four home games to go, it's 29 and change. That's not a good sign, especially when it's the only game in town in the summer months. That's been a disappointment. I think the overall weakness of the American League Central has been a disappointment. We didn't expect the White Sox and the Royals to be competitive, but I did expect Minnesota and Detroit to give Cleveland a much better run for their money than they did. To me, after the end of April, this was pretty much a slam dunk that Cleveland was going to win the division. And it was just a question of how bad the rest of the division was going to be. And we're now seeing that in that here's Minnesota in second place, 15 games out. And, 71 and 83, and you're 15 games out, and you're still in second place. That, to me, does not tell of a very strong division. So I think in terms of the American League, they've been big disappointments. And I guess we can't leave the L.A. Angels out of that. We seem to have this conversation every year at this time that the Angels once again, did not live up to their hype. Lots of big salaries, lots of big names, big market, no reason that they can't go out and spend money and be competitive. And when you go a couple of hours up the coast and you look at that team in Oakland that's basically got a payroll the size of a large McDonald's franchise, they're 94 and 61. They're only 3.5 games behind the Astros. And as we've talked about the Astros, they're one of the best teams in baseball. So I think it's probably disappointing from an Angels standpoint that they're sitting there in fourth place at 75 and 80, 22 and a half games out, and the upstart Oakland A's just up the coast still in the race. So I think L.A. is a bit of a disappointment, and I guess Texas is somewhat of a disappointment. Personally, I was a little bit surprised and disappointed that Jeff Banister was let go on Friday. Clearly, the results weren't there for the Texas Rangers, but I got to go back and ask what did the front office do in terms of strengthening that team, not only during the season, but before the season, over the last winter business season or off season for baseball. I don't think they did much of a job, and I think to hang that on Banister is a little bit harsh from where I sit.
Good stuff, John Poulter, my professor of sports, joining me here on the program. Again, Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition, live every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 Pacific time. I do hear the music behind us, so, John, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause, and then we'll come back and we'll break down the National League a little bit and talk about how the Diamondbacks have just faded away like nobody's business. A really tough September for them. So keep it close, everybody. I'll be right back on the other side again with John Poulter, my professor of sports, and we're going to break down the National League a little bit and everything that's a little bit closer to home for you people here in Arizona. So keep it close, everybody. Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
I'll tell you, they were 5 outs away in the 8th inning, leading by 3 as Boone hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boone, a hero in Game 7.
Sox right fielder Mookie Betts.
The pitch.
There's the drive to left field deep. This ball is way back. And for the third time this year, Mookie Betts has led off the game with a home run. Can you believe it?
Barnes ready to go. Now the delivery. And Mookie swings and he hits one well to right field deep. This one is back. This one is gone. Home run. Mookie Betts, his second home run of the night. And the Red Sox lead it 4-3.
This is Dorfont Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Rizzo high in the air, deep to right. Back on it is Meadows. Gone! And the Pirates are going to argue that the Cub fan reached over to make that play. Meadows certainly pressing his case, and Anthony Rizzo continues to crush the baseball here at PNC Park. Well, you know, the first look at it, I thought he reached over. This time, I'm thinking home run.
Yeah.
I'm thinking home run.
He's just standing there and puts his glove up.
How long will it be before MLB puts cameras up, you know, in the outfield, that shooting, you know, down?
It's a home run.
Harper looking for his first career hit against Chad Kuhl. High in the air, left center. See you later. Not bad pop for a leadoff guy.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. A lot to get into in the sports world. Get at us. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, quick question for you, John, just based on the clip that we heard with the fan interference. What can they do? I mean, in all honesty, it's like you get so excited that a ball's coming your direction, but at certain times, you know, people put their glove in the way or in the middle of an outfielder trying to make a play. We all know what happened with Bartman there in Chicago a few years back or several years back now. But the truth is that, you know what, fans like getting involved. Fans like to yell. Fans like to scream. Fans like to put their mitts in the way of outfielders going after balls. What can they do to fix this problem, John?
I'm not really sure what they can do, short of putting up netting all around the playing field, which, of course, we would all absolutely hate to see. And I think it's a twofold problem. I think it's the adrenaline of wanting to be in the game, but I think to some extent it's also just natural reaction. I'm part of a season ticket group with the Toronto Blue Jays, and our seats are exactly 10 rows behind first base. If the first baseman misses the ball, you know, there's a pretty good chance it's going to end up in my seat or in the guy in front of me. So it's sort of self-defense and instinct to some extent when a ball is overthrown and bounces into the stands. You're kind of looking for it. When a hitter fouls off a pitch and it comes down the right field line, it's also sort of instinct to put your hand up and look for it. So I can only imagine if you're one or two rows beyond the fence or the boundary lines, it's even more enticing to put your hand over and be in the game. Hockey is almost the same way. I mean, that's reactive, but there's glass all around the rink, and even that doesn't stop people from moving and flinching. You sit behind the net at a hockey game, and you know the puck isn't going to hit you because there's an inch and a half of plexiglass in front of you, but there's still that natural reaction to duck or move your head when you see the shot hit the glass. So I think a lot of it is it's just human nature, it's reaction. Unfortunately, the only way we're going to stop it is to put up that netting that we currently have sort of from dugout to dugout behind home plate. I think that's the only way we're going to stop it, but I don't know about you, but I certainly wouldn't want to be going to a baseball game and sitting and watching it through some what I call chicken wire. I know it's a lot finer wire than chicken wire now. It's to some extent it's invisible, but it's still there. I'm just not sure how you stop it, quite frankly. Obviously, throwing people out, ejecting them as per the rules of the game, doesn't seem to be stopping the problem because people know that going in. There's an announcement before every game. It's on your ticket, but to your point, people still lean over and try and interfere. So is there a way to stop it? No, because I just don't see baseball going to putting netting up all around the playing surface at all.
Yeah, but again, unfortunate when fans do find a way to get themselves involved. I've always thought of two things that I've thought about as far as people or who should or shouldn't get involved in a game. And first and foremost, it's the job of the officials, referees, umpires, whatever, to not make themselves part of the action. But I also think fans, you know, who try to get involved, look, you can yell, you can scream, but you don't need to get your gloves or your hands in the middle of guys that are out there trying to make a catch. But again, and again, it's just, look, they're always going to have that problem, but it is what it is. Maybe don't allow gloves into the stadium. I don't know. Maybe that's the way you could go about it. But, hey, let me ask you this, John. Let's talk some National League real quickly because we've only got about 5 minutes or so, and I do appreciate you taking time out with me like you do each and every Sunday. Atlanta Braves, they're going to get their division. Very impressive. They've been the most steady team throughout the whole season in the National League East, so they deserve it. The Phillies had their moments. The Nationals never really had their moments, to be quite honest with you. And the same goes for the Mets and the Marlins. Chicago Cubs and the Brewers have been neck and neck. I don't think anybody's had more than a five-game lead or so throughout the season, but it does look like when push comes to shove, the Cubs are going to get that division. The National League West, I mean, in all honesty, what a weird season. What a weird division. The Dodgers have started to play a lot better, obviously. They're kind of hitting that stride that, you know what, we probably thought that they should have hit somewhere earlier in the season. They didn't. However, they're hitting it. So, and maybe they're hitting it at the right time, to be honest with you. The Rockies, a game and a half back of them, and the Diamondbacks, who have absolutely fallen off of the map, had a terrible September, maybe one of the worst Septembers I can ever remember for any team in all of baseball. So, thinking about it in those terms, how disappointing is it for the Diamondbacks to be leading this division most of the season and then all of a sudden fall apart when the games mean the most, John?
I think it's pretty disappointing for a lot of people. And all three of those teams have had interesting seasons because they've all played well for a little bit and they've all played absolutely terribly for a little bit. And for the Diamondbacks, they're playing badly at the wrong time. And, you know, you talk about bad records in the month of September. The Diamondbacks are 5-15, but if you think that's bad, the Giants are 4-15, and even the Phillies are 4-15, and of course Baltimore's 4-15. I guess that's not a surprise based on what we've seen all season. But there's four teams that have really fallen off, you know, the ledge, I guess we should say. I'm sorry, I think I said Philly was 4-15. They're 6-14, so they're just a teeny bit better, but not much. So we got four teams that have kind of fallen off the shelf. At the end of the year, and I guess in terms of San Francisco and Baltimore, they're both in huge rebuilds. That's not unexpected. Philadelphia probably is not unexpected, given that they started a lot better than we thought they would, and they hung in there an awful long time. The Diamondbacks, I think, is probably the most disappointing because for most of the season, even up to the end of August, they were either leading the division or they were right in there, exchanging spots with the Dodgers and Colorado almost on a daily basis. So I think for them to fall off the way that they have might be the most disappointing of all of those teams that have struggled. But I think right now the Dodgers probably have the driver's seat in that one. They're already up by a couple of games, and their last eight games are one against San Diego, three against Arizona, and three against San Francisco. Looking at the overall records on the season and specifically the way Arizona and San Francisco have played in the last 3 or 4 weeks, you got to think the Dodgers have got a pretty good chance to go 6-2, maybe better in those games. And if they could do that, they would probably wrap that division up fairly quickly. Where I think it's going to get interesting is for the Rockies as they battle with Milwaukee and St. Louis for those two wild card spots, and I'm not conceding the National League Central to the Cubs, but again, they're very much in the driver's seat as we look at the standings. Rockies have an interesting week. They've got a game today in Arizona. They've got four at home to the Phillies, and then they've got three at home to the Washington Nationals. And given the way Philadelphia has been playing and the way Washington has played all season, you have to think that the Rockies have got a pretty good chance of winning a few games there. So I think that whole wild card spot is going to come down to the last weekend, maybe even the last day. And let's face it, that's what baseball is all about. It's excitement. If we can get to the last game without knowing for sure who is in the postseason, or at the very least knowing who has got the home field advantage in that wild card game, I guess the schedule has been a success. So It's nice to be able to sit here a week from the end of the season and not just be kind of sitting back planning on what everybody's rotation is going to look like for the opening of the postseason 10 days hence.
I agree, John. As always, a true pleasure talking to you, breaking down Major League Baseball. I got to take a quick pause for the cause because I can hear the music behind me. You have a wonderful day, and we'll catch up next week.
Yep. Thank you. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. And I'll tell you what, interesting season, very interesting season. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, but the truth be told, we've got postseason play right around the corner. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be talking a lot about college football, a lot about NFL football the rest of the way. So keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
And Charlie Culberson will be the final regular man available to pinch hit for the Braves. High fly ball, hit deep toward left center, at the track, at the wall, Charlie walks us off again. Yelich drives one right center field, that's going to get down. We are tied at 10 as Yelich is on his way to second, makes the turn, on his way to third. It'll be a triple for Yelich. The cycle for Christian Yelich.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention sports bettors, listen very closely. Have you ever thought how great it would be to win from your bookie every week? Well, I'm here to tell you how. We are a group of Las Vegas bettors that have revolutionized how to bet and win. Our proprietary software, Titan, was the same trading platform that blew up CG Tech Sportsbook here in Las Vegas with our legal entity betting fund. We are the only fund in the world that uses software with a no-juice fair price line algorithm that analyzes positive edge bets from all sportsbooks worldwide. Our fund entity has beaten Las Vegas bookies for five straight years. Contact us at togetpicks.com or on Twitter at togetpicks, that's TOGETPICKS, togetpicks.com. Do it now. Do it now.
Second and goal, Ohio State at the one of USC. Barrett quickly in the shotgun, gets the quick snap. Barrett keeps it running right side, and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown. JT Barrett, as safety Marvell Tell tried to stop him, but Barrett running around the right side gets the touchdown run to put Ohio State on the board.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Let's talk some sports, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website as well, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so you heard the clip. Obviously, the Ohio State Buckeyes. And now they have their guy back. Obviously, Urban Meyer back on the sidelines for them. They went out. They played a pretty good football game. They beat Tulane, a team that isn't very good. They took care of business 49-6. And by the way, why don't I just go through some of the scores from the top 25 of what happened. Penn State all over Illinois, 63-24. And I'll tell you what, I like Penn State. I really like Penn State. This McSorley kid is tough. Really tough. UCF beats Florida Atlantic 56-36. Texas A&M goes down to Alabama. And that was a decent game for about almost a half, I'd say, almost a half. Alabama just too strong. Tua, let me tell you something. Tua is legit. Tua is the real deal. And it's almost too bad because a guy like Jalen Hurts can't even get on the field much with this guy. So, really, really impressed with Alabama. And I know they haven't played much of anybody until they played Texas A&M, who is a top 25 team. But Alabama's strong. Anybody that questions their schedule and wonders if they're any good, that's a really good football team on both sides of the ball. So Alabama takes care of business, 45-23. Georgia, 43-29 over Missouri. And Missouri played a pretty fantastic game, too. And I like the comments I'm getting from people on Facebook Live. Again, you can always go to my Facebook page, Andy Dorf. It's public at the moment, so you can always check out the live broadcast that I'm doing. And I love the comments from people. I love them. Jimmy G, I'll get to that in a moment. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about that. Clemson all over Georgia Tech, 49-21. Ohio State, like I mentioned, 49-6 over Tulane. Oklahoma squeaks by Army 28-21. And again, Army very impressive with the way that they play. The style that they play is tough on those big dogs. And that's kind of interesting to see. When they go play the top teams in the country, they're more than competitive. They give them a huge scare. Teams have to look out for the armies, the navies of the world, because they're coming with absolutely nothing to lose. That's what I love about those schools. Nothing to lose. They play for pride, man. Literally play for pride. LSU wins 38-21 over Louisiana Tech. Stanford, maybe the game of the day, in my humble opinion, over Oregon, 38-31. And the way that that took place, the way that that happened was absolutely bizarre. Okay, so Oregon is absolutely whooping up on them. They're up 24-7 early in that football game in the first half. Then what happens is a big-time mistake. A fumble happens. Stanford gets it. They run it back in the third quarter. They get the play. They run it back. The momentum completely changes in this football game. And you know what? Stanford comes to Oregon, who, by the way, they played a pretty good game, too. I love their young quarterback, Justin Herbert. That guy, he's good, man. He's really good. So the truth is that Stanford played one hell of a game. And what I was most impressed with Stanford was their poise, their calmness, their coolness. They never seemed to get shaken after the fact that they were getting blown out by Oregon, who Oregon came out, and you have to give them so much credit. Their new coach has them playing well. I'm just in my humble opinion, the game of the day. It was a really fun game to watch, too. So Oregon goes down to Stanford. Stanford gets it done, 38-31. Notre Dame all over Wake Forest. And a lot of people talked about this game, so saying potentially that this could be a trouble game for Notre Dame. Well, Notre Dame came, they saw, and you know what? They kicked some serious butt, too. Arkansas goes down to Auburn. Auburn wins that one 34-3. Not much of a contest there. And what's happened to Arkansas football? That's a really good question. What has happened to Arkansas football? Not much. Washington gets it done over Arizona State University. And I'll tell you what, again, this is another game that stood out to me. where I was thinking A-State could take a terrible beating at the hands of Washington on the road after they lose a game to San Diego State University, where they maybe felt like they got hosed at the end of the game with that weird targeting call, no catch. Obviously, the terrible play in the second quarter where they should have put points on the board. They didn't put them on the board. They wound up being tied at half. Momentum changed there. So, again, Arizona State came out and actually surprised me. Played a pretty good football game against a team like Washington, who is really good. Washington's tough. They're big. They're strong. They're physical. Great running game. Great running game. Browning is I watch him play, and it just seems to me like he has such a calm coolness about him and such an understanding of the game. So I really like watching Washington play. West Virginia all over K-State, 35-6. West Virginia's not bad either. I'm relatively impressed with that team. ODU, this was one of the big shockers of the day. ODU, that's Old Dominion for those of you that don't know what ODU is. Old Dominion takes care of Virginia Tech, who was top 15 in the country. They were 13 in the country before this loss happened for them. Another shocker of the day, and another team to look out for. They're up and coming, man. I'm telling you right now, look out for Kentucky. Kentucky actually has some good football players on that team right now. So I'm impressed with Kentucky. They beat Mississippi State 28-7. They played a heck of a football game. So very impressed with Kentucky. Don't sleep on them. Watch out for them. That's a team that's going to make some trouble for other teams throughout the country. And I'll guarantee you they're ranked in the top 25 after that performance too. Oklahoma State, another team that went down in the top 25 on Saturday. Texas Tech. We all know how that Texas Tech offense can be pretty electric. It doesn't necessarily matter who's their quarterback. They always seem to have a guy that can sling it and make plays. They also have a pretty good running back, too, that can make plays for them, too. So Texas Tech goes to Oklahoma State, gets it done, beats them. Another shocker, TCU, after losing to Ohio State, which I think a lot of us thought they would, but Texas on the schedule for them next, and Texas is able to handle them and beat TCU. And Texas has had some nice victories already this season. College football is, when you want to talk about parity, you talk about college football, because each given Saturday, anybody can go there and anybody can show up and anybody can win that football game. And again, that's the way it goes for all sports. So, but seems like there's more parity, to me at least, in college football than anywhere else in the sports world. All right, another game that could have been bad, but it winds up being pretty good, especially for those Wisconsin Badger fans. They go to Iowa, a tough place to play, really tough place to play. Hold that team to 17 points. They score 28. Badgers win 28-17. Taylor has another solid game, over 100 yards. I'm just a little concerned when I watch Wisconsin play that they're not playing with the kind of emotion. They're not playing with the kind of confidence that I thought that they would have. And maybe at this point they're a little bit rattled when they lose to BYU the week prior to this week. They go to Iowa, rebound really well, if you ask me again. Very good rebound game for the Wisconsin Badgers to go and get a victory in a hostile environment. Could have been looking at 2-2, which obviously doesn't look or sound very good, but they do win that game, and the rebound is what I'm most impressed with. Again, them and Arizona State University, if you ask me in my humble opinion, were the two most impressive games as far as how they responded from a little bit of adversity from the week before. And again, Arizona State didn't have to win the game for me. They did not have to win the game for me to rebound. They had to show up. They did show up. And they actually gave Washington a pretty good scare. So to me, that's them doing a pretty solid job. What's up with Nebraska football? Wow, man. Talk about another guy, Scott Frost, in his first season with Nebraska, struggling big time. And they had so much confidence. They had so much they really felt like this was the guy that could get them over the hump and to get them back on those winning ways. Hasn't started out that way. Michigan, another team that has started out the season in a way where you're starting to question John Harbaugh a little bit. People are wondering if his job is secure, and you know, they started out the season a little shaky. Watch out for Michigan. I have a weird feeling that Michigan will play well. Another team that could potentially go 11-1, probably in the Big Ten, 10-2, something along those lines, just depending on how their schedule shakes out for them the rest of the way. But Michigan took some lumps early, and I think that's another team maybe to be watching in the Big Ten, along with Wisconsin. We'll see how they keep responding. Again, early season losses can really affect a team, can really affect that psyche, can really affect their confidence moving forward. So we'll see how the Michigans of the world do. We'll see how the Wisconsins of the world do after rebounding after a loss. Purdue, another victory, another shocker to a certain degree. They take out Boston College. And I don't know, I believe that that's the first time that Purdue has beaten a team in the top 25. So that's relatively interesting to know, too. Miami gets it done over Florida International, the U, 31-17. Michigan State beating Indiana, 35-21. So a lot of interesting things happening in college football. BYU, unlike Arizona State, when they get ranked in the top 25, they don't not show up that next week. They did show up. And again, they're playing McNeese. But again, it doesn't matter who's on that schedule. You have to just go play the game. So I don't really like when people say, oh, well, they're playing so-and-so and they played nobody. You know what? They play their schedule. They play their dang schedule, people. BYU wins 30-3, and that's a wrap for the top 25 as far as college football goes. But, again, Alabama, incredibly impressive to me. I don't care who they're playing. They have so much talent on both sides of the ball. Year in and year out, it's not a mistake that Alabama has four or five or six first-round draft picks. It's not a mistake. I mean, that's why they have so many guys go up at the top, because they have the best players. So very impressed with them. I like Alabama a lot, obviously. Georgia, I like them too. I think Georgia's a good team. Clemson, I think, is a good team. I think their schedule is one of those where people always are questioning, well, they play nobody, they haven't played anybody. Again, you play your schedule. Clemson's a good football team. I think on most weekends, not many teams are beating Clemson. I think on most weekends, not many teams are beating the Ohio State Buckeyes. Nobody's beating Alabama. So right now, to me, it's the Alabama show and everybody else. Could Georgia get it done? Maybe. Maybe. I like Georgia. I think they got some talent. But I'm just really impressed so far with the early college football season. A lot of parity, a lot of teams that have won that you're thinking that they should win all their games and they don't do it. But I know I hear the music, so I do have to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to wrap up hour number one on the other side, and then hour number two, all about the NFL. So much to get into in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes and company, really impressive. A lot of great quarterback play in general so far in the NFL. So we'll get into that. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Play action. Hornibrook steps into it. Corner of the end zone. Fighting for it and coming down with it. Kendrick Pryor.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour that has absolutely flown by, if you will. I did speak to my professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, talked to him about what's going on in Major League Baseball, and truth be told, I think we're definitely ready for the postseason. I don't know about you, but I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to be real the way that I like to be. To me, baseball's way too long. It takes forever. It's an absolute marathon, whereas a lot of these other sports seem to me like they're just sprints when you really think about it. And they're all long. But baseball is incredibly long. Baseball, they need to figure out a way to make it a little bit more interesting for people to listen or watch, I should say, for the whole year. 162 games, man, oh, man. I really think that they could figure out a way to make the season a little bit shorter and maybe put a little bit more emphasis, a little bit more importance on winning games early and just things along those lines. But you get my point. Baseball is a long, long season. A lot of things happening in the Major League Baseball season. But truth be told, I'm ready for postseason play. I don't know about you. I'm ready for postseason play. And I'm ready for my Milwaukee Brewers to make some damn noise in the postseason for once, too. So hour number one is in the books, people. That means hour number two is on the horizon. A lot of NFL football. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Details are still being worked out for the Judiciary Committee hearing of Christine Blasey Ford, the woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. Committee member Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday they aren't willing to give in to all of Ford's demands.
She made 10 conditions through her lawyer. We accepted 6. We're not going to turn over to the other side how many witnesses to call. There'll be 2 witnesses, Dr. Ford, then Judge Kavanaugh, and we'll hire our own counsel. They contest those 2 things. If they continue to contest those 2 things, they won't be here.
At least 4 people who Ford claims was at the high school party in the 80s when she says she was assaulted say they have no memory of such a gathering. Ford's attorney says that's not surprising given the time frame and the fact that Ford didn't tell anyone what happened. A new Fox News poll indicates support for Kavanaugh has dropped 5% over the past month. 40% of respondents say they'd vote for Kavanaugh. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is rejecting Iran's claim that the U.S. shares in the blame for an attack on a Tehran military parade that killed 25. Nikki Haley tells CNN's State of the Union that the Iranian president's allegation of support from an unnamed U.S. ally is baseless.
The United States is not looking to do a regime change in Iran. We're not looking to do regime change anywhere. What we are looking to do is protect Americans, protect our allies, and make sure that we do everything we can to stop it.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps accused Saudi Arabia of supporting perpetrators of the attack that killed 29 and wounded 70, while President Hassan Rouhani blamed foreign mercenaries backed by the U.S. A North Carolina National Guardsman's home was burglarized while he was deployed on a Hurricane Florence relief mission. His girlfriend says items taken included irreplaceable valuable coins and jewelry.
Really hope it was worth it to see another family struggle and to watch someone go through what you did to somebody.
Nearly $15,000 has been raised to help 24-year-old Guardsman Luis Ocampo. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new storm is gathering strength in the Atlantic, moving its way westward into the Caribbean. USA's Wendy King has an update.
Cleanup from Hurricane Florence continues across the Carolinas and parts of Virginia as forecasters turn their attention toward Tropical Storm Kirk. They say Kirk is continuing to move west across the eastern Atlantic, but doesn't currently pose any threat to land. The National Hurricane Center said Kirk is around 400 miles south-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, moving slowly west at 16 miles per hour. Kirk is expected to strengthen in the next few days.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says he's never questioned Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's honesty. So who knows where the claim about him suggesting someone secretly taped President Trump came from, and if it's true or not.
This has been an investigation in which, I mean, the president has, I think, proven that fake news may happen more often than real news. I mean, everything turns out to be wrong. So I have no idea. There are people with very, very bad motives that would have leaked that.
On Friday, the New York Times reported that Rosenstein discussed invoking the 25th Amendment process for removing an incapacitated president in the chaotic aftermath of FBI Director James Comey's May 2017 firing. Rosenstein told the Times its story was inaccurate and factually incorrect. The body of 27-year-old Navy veteran Stephen Kramer, who went missing while on his Hawaiian honeymoon, was found Friday. Authorities say Kramer was scouting a hiking trail Tuesday to make sure it was safe, but never made it back to the hotel. For USA...
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, and believe me, so much to talk about in the world of sports. Mostly what we do for this hour of the program is talk about the NFL, because we all know what Sunday means and what Sunday brings. Sunday is the best day of the week. Everybody's looking forward to watching NFL football Sunday. I know it. I guarantee it. There's no doubt in my mind. It's the best day of the week, people. And that's why I love talking to you every Sunday live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. I talk about all the things happening in the sports world. Hour number one, we got through the college football. We got through the baseball. Even talked a little bit about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, yes, he is back in the hunt. He's in the scene, man. It's good to see him atop the leaderboard, people. If you don't like seeing that, then there's something wrong with you. There really is something wrong with you. This is a guy that has gone through so much, mentally, emotionally, physically. And now for him to have a chance to maybe get back on top of the world as far as it goes in the golf world, dude, I don't think there's a cooler story ever of all time. Like, no joke. But with that being said, I like talking NFL football big time on Sundays. So that's what I do every hour or every second hour of the program here for you on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. But keep it close, everybody. I'm going to get into it on the other side. So much to get into. Patrick Mahomes, all these other great quarterbacks. Keep it close, everybody. I am Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line in this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Gonzalez, oh, the extra point. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's not good. He missed an extra point. He missed a field goal. He missed another extra point.
Pat Mahomes spent 11 years pitching in the major leagues. Oh, the sling to Tyreek Hill. And look out, Tyreek Hill, game-breaking speed. Touchdown, Kansas City.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, people. Get at me. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, I know I got a caller, Mitch in Santa Monica. We're going to get to him in just a moment. I do want to run through the games that are going to be happening on Sunday. As you know, again, live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love your thoughts. Love your opinions. They're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. All right, so let me get through the docket of games, and then we'll jump out to the phones. Saints play the Falcons. Excited to watch this one. That's a good football game, people. The Saints have gotten out of the gates a little slow. Falcons, somewhat slow, although they played Philadelphia week one on the road. But again, I mean, you can make an argument that they could have and probably should have won that football game. So they get out of the gates a little slow. Saints a little slow. 49ers playing the Chiefs. And speaking of slow, this is the opposite. This is a guy that's really come out quick. Patrick Mahomes, my homie. Dude can sling it. That guy is legit, especially with the weapons that he has. I'll get into all this. Believe me, I'll get into it. And then Jimmy G on the other side. Lot to prove for Jimmy G. Lot to prove. Raiders and Dolphins, another interesting matchup. Dolphins play very well in September. And the Raiders have gotten out to that 0-2 start under John Gruden. Bills and the Vikings, not much to talk about here. This is going to be a bad, bad beatdown from the Vikings. Holy cow, I don't know if I've ever seen this before, by the way, either. 17-point favorite are the Minnesota Vikings. That's a lot of points, people. But they'll probably win like 38-7. So that's just wild. Unbelievable. Colts play the Eagles. We'll see how Andrew Luck does. We'll see how Carson Wentz does in his return for the Eagles. Again, so much to talk about. Packers and Redskins. How does Aaron Rodgers play? How will they keep him protected? Does Alex Smith rebound a little bit after a loss at home? Bengals-Panthers. Bengals have gotten out of the gates, people, but Joe Mixon not playing, so Giovanni Bernard will get the start for them, I believe. So we'll see if that changes things any at all for them. Panthers and Cam Newton. Always intriguing to see him play. Titans and Jaguars, that's a good matchup. I like the Jaguars a lot. And I'll tell you what, if Blake Bortles can play like he did against the Tom Brady New England Patriots week in and week out, I'll tell you what, this league better look out. Because dude outplayed him. Flat out outplayed him. Titans 1-1, Jaguars 2-0. I like the Jaguars here, man. I like the Jaguars there. Broncos, Ravens. That's another interesting early season matchup. Broncos have, look, this guy Case Keenum, lately, whatever he's done, he touches gold with. Ravens didn't play so well game two, played really well game one. So got to kind of see what's up with them. Giants and Texans, both those teams need victories. They're both 0-2. Both of those teams are 0-2. I'm going to say I like the Texans, especially at home. Chargers and Rams, that could be an interesting game. Either there's going to be a ton of points or there's going to be barely any points. I don't know what's going to happen. Bears and the Cardinals. Cardinals 0-2 to start the season. And then the Bears, 1-1, could be 2-0, to be quite honest with you. Probably should be 2-0. Had the Packers on the ropes week one. And then we know that bad man put a S on his chest and decided to take over things. Cowboys, Seahawks. Seahawks need a victory. Seahawks need a victory. That's all I can say. And they rely so heavily on Russell Wilson. Oh, my gosh. Patriots and Lions. I wouldn't want to see Tom Brady after a loss. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to see Tom Brady after a loss. And the Lions are 0-2 as well. Wonder which 0-2 team has the best shot to make the playoffs. Man, that's a question I'll throw out there. I don't think any of them, personally. But you never know. All right, let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, you got the Dorf, man. It is obviously the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Obviously live and local. I'm local in Phoenix, but I'm live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time. And then also, catch me on the Rewind, by the way. I do that 10 p.m. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday nights on Sports Overnight America. When all we do is recap the games from what happened on Sunday and obviously look forward to what happens on Monday and recap that Thursday game as well. But Mitch in Santa Monica, you're up, brother. What's on your mind, man?
What's on my mind, my brother from a different mother. Hi, nice to talk to you, Andy. Good Sunday morning to you. I'm going to try and stay calm. I'm going to try and not let my pet peeves get the best of me, but I'm sorry. The next time a guy like Hugh Jackson or any other coach or any other sports commentator says, I'm going to review the tape on Monday morning, I got a pet peeve. We haven't had tapes in over 10 or 15 years since the tsunami wiped out the Sony factory in Japan and caused no tapes. There are no tapes anymore. They're QuickTime files. They're MP4s. They're H.264s. Don't get me going to the tape. But by the way, let's talk about going to the tape for just a minute. Excuse me, NFL. On Monday, you double down and say that you're going to send out your weekly what not to do hits list, greatest hits of week three, and you're going to include Clay Matthews. And then what happens on Friday? You don't include the Clay Matthews hit on Kirk Cousins? Excuse me. So does that make them that hit legal? Does that mean you guys are saying you were wrong? Does that make, I mean, what is going on here? And by the way, don't go there and send out what not to do. How about this is how you make a tackle? Can you take your left hand and lift the player and set him on the ground? What's going on with this? I am so sick of this. Jerry Glanville had it right when he said not for long. And this league is not for long if it continues to officiate and take away this beautiful thing that we have called the NFL. I am sick and tired of what's going on with these past 3 weeks. And since they didn't include that hit this week, I'm curious to see how that's going to be called. You know, you talk about what's how Aaron Rodgers is going to play. what's going to – well, you know what? Let's see how the officials are going to officiate the hits on the quarterback. That's really what I'm so interested in, what's going to go on this week. Oh, and by the way, Oregon Ducks, did you guys redefine the Joe Pisarcik play last night? Anyway, this is going to be a great week. I am so looking forward to seeing what's going to go on and how these guys are going to screw it up or maybe make amends on what they did. And by the way, you know what Al McGuire used to say calling a tie is? It's like kissing your sister. It's nice, but it really means nothing. How about you, Andy?
Mitch, you know how much I love you, bro. You're like the best caller in the history of sports talk radio, to be honest with you, man. You're passionate. You bring up a lot of good points with some of the things that you say. I know you love your teams, and you're a diehard fan. That's what I love most about you, bro, to be quite honest with you. So, look.
Thanks a lot, Andy. I got one more thing. But, by the way, if they screw up those calls this morning, I'll tell you what I'm definitely doing. I'm watching Tiger Woods this afternoon because there's no officials going to screw up this guy from winning his first win, and he's going to be coming back. We know he's almost there for two majors, and today is the day, the Tour Championship. Going in with a three-shot lead, this guy has never lost. And I am so down with Tiger Woods, so much more than the not-for-long league.
Great stuff as always. Hey, great stuff as always. Mitch in Santa Monica. You know you're always welcome on the show at 1-800-878-7529. You're always welcome on the Rewind, like I told you, that I started 10 p.m. Pacific time here on Sunday nights, man. I'll tell you what, people. I'm going to get into it. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to let you know a little bit about what's going on in the NFL right now, at least as it stands. So keep it close. Week 3, Dorfman's going to break it down for you on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Terrence Williams in motion. Castle looks one way, then the other. Hits Bryant on the run. And Bryant is inside the 35-yard line with the Eagles chasing him across the field but for 56 yards.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, that's 800-296-1252.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Third and four.
He fills up on tape.
Mayfield with a bullet. Callaway in the open. And the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Baker Mayfield. I like that clip, man. I like that because the truth is that's a great way to start talking about the NFL. I mean, let's take a little bit of a chill pill, people. Everybody thinks because one guy or two guys have a little bit of success as a rookie quarterback that everybody should be playing their rookie quarterback. I'm going to tell you what. Over time, over the weeks, that's not going to pan out very well for any of those teams. Just the truth. Just the truth. Sam Darnold, week one, made it look easy. Ever since week one, he has struggled. Why is this? I'll tell you why. Because when you get a little bit of tape, as Mitch alluded to, that there's no more tape, but I understand what the people are talking about. It's film. You get to see what other teams do. And you learn about guys and you understand what they're doing out on the football field. And therefore, you make it more difficult for them to have success. Sam Darnold looks like a rookie all of a sudden. Baker Mayfield, on the other hand, goes into that game against on Thursday night, right? And look, I'm not taking anything away from him. Goes in there against the Jets and Sam Darnold, like I said, who looked like a rookie quarterback. But they didn't game plan for Baker Mayfield. And there's really nothing out there about Baker Mayfield, and I don't think you can take much away from the preseason. But Baker Mayfield goes in there and throws 17 to 23 for 201 yards. Carlos Hyde had a hell of a game too, by the way. A couple touchdowns, 98 yards, really helped them have unbelievable balance. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but then I'm going to finish it by saying what I really feel. The Cleveland Browns are actually not that bad. They play really hard. But here's the knock. They still find ways to lose football games. We'll see if Baker Mayfield can change that mentality, which I don't think is all that easy. All right, let's jump out to the phones. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, I got Mark in Phoenix. Mark, you got the Dorf Man. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind, brother?
I love you, Dorf Man. I just want to say good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, man. What's on the mind?
Dude, I'm out here in the Valley of the Sun. I don't know if you've heard of that place, but we are frying our brains out here. I'm walking in my backyard. I'm trying to show you my Niners jersey, but I can't get on your Facebook Live for some reason. I was trying to put a picture of my repping my Niners, and I just want to say thank you for this great show, bro.
Oh, I no problem, man. I appreciate it. But since you just talked about the Niners, let's hit on that real quickly. Mm-hmm. Jimmy G,
okay.
Obviously, he's your guy. I know that.
James Richards. James Richards Garoppolo. That's his real name. So he's been playing like James Richards for the last two games. But my brother, shout out to Jeff Montgomery, says that give every player a full year. Just give everybody a full year and look at the whole example, the whole snapshot. And I say that for my Dog Pound Nation out there. I don't even know what we're called out there in Cleveland. Cleveland, shout out to Baker. I mean, you did it, bro. But let's just, let's look at the full year.
And I think that's a good way to put it. And it's weird because before the game, let me just throw this at you. This is wild. Mm-hmm. Before the game, Baker Mayfield is a 20-1 favorite to win the Rookie of the Year, right?
Okay.
After the game, he's now your favorite to win the Rookie of the Year. So it's kind of weird how that works, right? I mean, the truth is here's the way that Cleveland was playing it. There was there were two things that could have happened for Baker Mayfield to hit the field, at least in my humble opinion, okay? One was that they're going to be completely out of it and why not throw the young guy in to get some reps? And then number two, sure, which is what happened the other day, is Tyrod Taylor somehow gets an injury and has to leave the football game. I think this is Baker Mayfield's team now, obviously. Right. And the truth is it would have been interesting when you look back at it now and said, wow, well, they're 1-1-1. Could they be 2-0? Could they be 3-0 if Baker Mayfield was the quarterback?
Sure. I agree with you, Andy. I think we need to allow these young quarterbacks to catch up with the speed of the game, of course.
Yep.
But, some people are able to catch up to the speed of the game faster than others. Okay.
True.
Some people might take a year, some six games, maybe in Baker Mayfield's, portion in his process of development. He's quick, he's speedy. So, and I'm hoping for Baker Mayfield because I love the NFL. The NFL is the greatest sport in the universe, but you still have a 48-year-old quarterback in New England named, I don't know his Wikipedia name, Tom Brady, I guess, and he's still the best player on the planet. Well, why
I don't
is
know
that?
About that. I could make a strong argument, a strong case that there's a better player than him in Green Bay by the name of Aaron Rodgers, and what he does is really remarkable too. But look, I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from Tom Brady. I agree with you, man. He's a great quarterback. He's been doing it longer than anybody else, and continuously gets his team to the Super Bowl. So you can't take anything away from him. But with that being said, he did get outplayed big time by Blake Bortles and the Jacksonville Jaguars last week. So I would hate to be the Detroit Lions today, seeing a Tom Brady that is coming off of a loss like that.
Yeah, and I hate, hey, Andy, let me, Dorfman, listen. I'd hate to be, and I love the name. You got me riled up this morning, just like that guy Mitch out in Santa Monica. But guy loves football.
Oh, God,
my homie.
You like
I'm
my
a dog.
Homie,
my home. I'm going to, no, I don't. Pat, my homie, you're going down because the last two quarterbacks that played against the 49ers didn't face four syllables. Reuben Foster. Boom. Go Niners. Niner Nation, Niner Empire. Shout out to you, Rombo Sports. Ha! Go
Good
Niners.
Stuff. Good stuff. Mark in Phoenix. We love hearing from people all across the country, all across the world. As you know, you can get me anywhere. Again, 1-800-878-7529. That's the kind of passionate fan that I like, though. No joke. That's the passionate fan that the Dorfman likes to have coming on the show. Mark in Phoenix. We got Mitch in Santa Monica. I know I got guys in Virginia. I got people all over the place that are loyal listeners to what we do. All right, man. I want to get into some of the things that are going on in the NFL. And one of them definitely is Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I'm sorry, but the way that he has come out of the gates, the 10 touchdowns, the 582 yards, I really think that they had a they had a really, really good feeling about this kid. And they knew that potentially this guy would come in and he would just make noise right from the get-go. And he has. So you have to be impressed with what Patrick Mahomes has brought to the table for the Kansas City Chiefs. And again, Andy Reid does a great job with quarterbacks. Great job with quarterbacks. Speaking of that, I think I'm getting word that my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, is going to join me in the final segment or last couple segments of the show, which is great because I'm going to break down the games that are going to be happening. So it's always nice to have somebody to go back and forth with. But again, some of my big questions is when you go through the games, the Saints and the Falcons, I mean, two great quarterbacks. I mean, this should be a fun one, people. Buckle up. Niners and Chiefs, two quarterbacks just to enjoy. The Eagles and the Colts, them as well. The Packers with Aaron Rodgers. And like, how does he keep playing the way that he does on one leg? The Broncos, what's exciting about them right now is Case Keenum. And the way that this guy has had two comeback wins. I think he only had three all season last year. Cardinals, will they win a game, man? Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I will. And then I believe my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson, will join me. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
Head high shotgun snap. Fourth down and 10. Trubisky with pressure coming. He's set. The ball is loose. The ball pops out. It's covered up. And Green Bay is going to win this ball game. Nick Perry, quiet all night long with the backside pressure and the sack of Mitchell Trubisky, and the Packers down 20-0 in the second half are going to win it 24-23.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Get the World Series of Handicapping Football Consensus Picks on Sports Byline Radio. Each Friday night from sports handicapper Ron Raymond. The World Series of Handicapping is going into its seventh season. Get the picks the sports books don't want you to know about.
Blitz is defined as a sudden, savage attack. It is indeed all this. The theory is simple. Send more bodies at the quarterback than his blockers can absorb.
Get him, baby, get him, get him.
The effect is sure. The premise is simple. It's a basic, primal confrontation, man to man. No excuses are offered, none accepted. From the right outside, from the left outside, from up the middle, they come all with blood in their eye, all with one idea. Get the quarterback. Get the man.
They've got first and 10 from the 28. Walker stands in, throws it deep. It's caught for the touchdown. Kobe Hamilton, the former Bengal at Paul Brown Stadium, scoring the biggest touchdown of the game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. God, I love that NFL stuff. I really do. Some great highlights, great clips that Scott always picks out for me, so I appreciate that. And obviously, you can always catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always love hearing from the fans after a long day of competitive football, and in some cases, losing, and in some cases, winning. And the emotions are just... honestly, so fun to get both ways. Like, no joke. I think it's better when your team is lousy. Sorry. Not my team, but I think it's better when your team is lousy. You know why? Because you're upset. You're calling me. You're complaining. You're whining. You're crying. There's a bunch of things that you're doing. But you're definitely not winning. And you're definitely not happy about what's going on. 1-800-878-7529. All right, let's hook up with my tag team partner in crime, who... had most of the day off, but obviously couldn't stay out of the game, man. He loves talking sports, too. Mike Wilson, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing really good, and you are exactly right with Patrick Mahomes there in Kansas City and how good Andy Reid is with quarterbacks, man. I mean, like, the kid's just playing out of his mind right now, and I think Andy Reid has everything to do with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Andy Reid is he's always been known to be very, very solid with quarterbacks and their development. So, look, he got to sit behind Alex Smith, too, who's a solid quarterback in this league, a veteran, a guy that probably very much so helped Patrick Mahomes. And I think that the truth is they had a pretty good relationship. And it's interesting how some of those quarterback – relationships develop over time. You know, I don't think Brett Favre loved Aaron Rodgers for a while, but now when you hear him talk about Aaron Rodgers, all he has is praise for the man, which, I mean, it's hard not to, but I think you develop a relationship with people over time, Mike, and especially when you're battling to be out there on the field. You know, I mean, everybody wants to play. So I think it's really difficult for a backup when they know that they have starter capabilities to be sitting as a backup. So it takes a great human being to be in that leadership role when you are the quarterback that's supposed to be there. And then when you're that young guy coming up and, you know, you're trying to make your mark, I think it's interesting how that dynamic can work. So go ahead, man.
Well, no, I was just going to say it takes a pro's pro to be able to deal with that. Cause no one likes to see their replacement be right behind them and trying to make their mark, but a pro is pro takes those guys under their wings and explains to them, hey, this is how it's done. This is how you make your mark. This is how much time you spend at practice, in the film room, all that kind of stuff. So, like I said, this takes a pro's pro to make the best of that kind of situation.
Well, and also, let's be honest, in some cases, you know, when the time comes, the time comes, and you just have to be ready to pass that torch.
Right.
And that can also be part of the situation. All right, so let's break down some of the action that we're going to see here on the football field in, just about 15 minutes or so. And I love having the show that goes right up to NFL football, because we literally are your pregame show, your preview show of all the action that you see on Sundays and Monday, obviously with the Monday Night Football game too. But let's go through them, Mike. And the Saints play the Falcons. Let's start there. Obviously, it's a great matchup of two very, very good quarterbacks. Both these teams 1-1. The Saints got out of the gates pretty slow. They needed a heck of a comeback to beat the Cleveland Browns, who I've said, by the way, have made strides, and I give them credit. And now with Baker Mayfield starting for them moving forward, I would think that, you know what, we'll see how long the spark can last. But truth be told, the Saints have gotten out of the gates a little slow, and same thing with the Falcons. What gives here today, man?
You know what? That's a good question. I'm going to take Atlanta at home. They play much better in the dome down there in Atlanta. I think it's close. I think it's 3 to 6 points. But I'm going to roll with Matty Ice today.
Yeah, I kind of take the same approach. I think the Falcons do get it done. A slim favorite at home by 2 points, which means this game could go either way. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, by the way, there in Atlanta, Georgia. So we both like Matty Ice and the Falcons, and I don't know. We'll see what happens with the Saints. A lot of hype about them this season. We'll see if they can live up to it. Niners and Chiefs, we're talking about Patrick Mahomes just a little bit ago. So my homie goes up against my man Jimmy Garoppolo there for the 49ers. This is a good matchup, to be honest with you, of two quarterbacks that are definitely up and coming. But I just think the Chiefs have too many weapons. So at the end of the day, I'm going to go with my homie one more time to get it done against the 49ers. But I do think this is going to be a fun game to watch. Very entertaining. A lot of scoring, a lot of points.
Yeah, I think it could be the funnest game of the day to watch between these two teams with two young quarterbacks trying to prove themselves. But once again, the game's in Kansas City, and you and I both know that stadium just gets rocking when things are going well. And if Mahomes today gets it rolling, I think it's going to be too much for the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm in agreement, man. I like the Chiefs today. I think that's a good football team all around. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition live every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Once again, you can check me out late night style in Sports Overnight America when I do the NFL Rewind. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Time in the nighttime, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Check me out, NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America. Okay, so the Raiders and the Dolphins go at it. Raiders have gotten out to a very slow start. Chucky, I think he realizes it was a lot easier talking about games than being back, you know, on the sidelines coaching them. And then the Dolphins, your squad, who I said before the season starts, look out, that's like the best team in the whole month of September, year in and year out. Once again, they're out of the gates quickly at 2-0. Who do you like here?
I'm going to, you know, Oakland's just struggling so much right now to find their identity and just find their way. I'm going to take the Dolphins at home at Hard Rock Stadium down there in Miami. So hopefully Ryan Tannehill can find some magic today and get the Fins a win.
Yeah, no, I like Tannehill. And I think that, you know what, he started out a little different this year in the preseason, where he was getting guys' attention. He was more of a vocal leader than he ever has been. So, you know what? I'm going to roll with you, man. I like the Dolphins. Derek Carr definitely struggling to find his receivers. Marshawn Lynch has been okay, not great. But I just think the Raiders are in more trouble than good times right now. So, yeah, I like the Dolphins. Bills and Vikings, I don't think we need to talk about this too long. I think Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings take care of business pretty easily. It's going to be tough on, you know, the Bills with that tough defense going after their young quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to pin the Vikings are just going to the Viking defense, I should say, is just going to pin their ears back and go after them. So this is the blowout special of the day.
Yeah, 17-point favorite, by the way, if you didn't know. 17-point favorite. I got to think that that's one of the largest margins of victory
spreads,
yeah, in the history of it, to be honest with you. So, yeah, we both like the Vikings. Colts and Eagles, Andrew Luck, Carson Wentz for his first taste of NFL action. What do you think, my man? I think that this is going to be a fun game, but I do like the Eagles to pull it out.
Yeah, I do like the Eagles, too. The only thing that makes me feel a little hesitant about Wentz starting is it's going to be the weather. The weather is raining. People can slip. Things can get bent the wrong way. And him just coming off ACL is going to be kind of interesting to watch. But, you know, I do think that Philly wins it in the end.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know what, you just look at that team, and they're getting a couple other guys back as well, not just Carson Wentz. So I think that the Eagles figure it out. And it'll be interesting to see if Carson Wentz looks like he's in midseason form or if he does look a little bit rusty. So if he is, maybe that would be in the first half, and then think that by the second half they have things figured out. Packers and Redskins going at it. Look, Green Bay, a slim favorite on the road. Redskins look great week one. They didn't look so good week two. Packers look pretty good in the second half of week one. They look weird in week two, where they have a tie with the Minnesota Vikings. You think the game's in hand, and then, you know, before you know it, it's 29-29. You're going into overtime, and nobody can get it done because their kickers missed. It was a terrible week for kickers, by the way, in week two. Let's see if week three is a better week for kickers. But Packers and Redskins, man, who you got?
I'm going to go with the Packers, man. You know, as long as Aaron Rodgers is on the field, whether he's 100% or not, he's just better than, you know, Smith over there in Washington. So I'm going to roll with that bad man up in Green Bay by like a field goal, 6 points.
Bengals and Panthers, Andy D has been pretty solid so far. Cam is Cam. No Joe Mixon running for the Bengals. I think that changes things a little bit. Panthers have a tough defense at home. Only a 3-point line for them. I like the Panthers at home, and I think the Bengals get their first loss of the season, Mike.
Yeah, so do I. Cam at home plays much better than Cam on the road, so I'm going to go with the Carolina Panthers.
Jaguars, after a big victory against the Patriots last week, have the Titans at home. Blake Bortles looked phenomenal. I was really impressed. Titans have their mess right now at the quarterback situation. I like the Jaguars at home, and I don't think they have a letdown game at all.
No, me neither. I think it's Jacksonville in a blowout, actually. Yeah, Jacksonville big.
Broncos and the Ravens. Case Keenum, two come-from-behind victories in his first couple games for the Broncos. Ravens have been up in game one, down in game two. They're playing at home. Broncos, is this where they get their first loss?
I do believe that the Broncos go home to Denver with a loss. I think Baltimore at home uses the crowd and just, you know, they figure it out today and they get the W.
Do the Cardinals get off the schneid? Can they beat the Bears?
Nope. I think the Bears come to town. I think the Bears beat them.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I like the Bears. How about the Chargers and Rams? Do the Rams take care of business against the Rams? I'm sorry, against the Chargers?
Yeah.
In the battle of L.A.?
That's right. No, I do think the Rams win this actually pretty convincingly. I think it's a couple touchdowns, 17 points, something like that. So,
Giants or Texans, really quickly, who gets a victory and who gets their first victory of the season?
Texans. Texans are at home.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. All right, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap it up with our parting shots like we always do. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
First down and goal just beyond the 10. Rivers, shotgun snap on the far hash. Five-step drop. Looks left flat. He wants more. He goes left corner. End zone touchdown. 10 yards out, Antonio Gates. And the Chargers take a 12-10 advantage, 9:20 to go in the third quarter.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then always check me out on the NFL Rewind late night style on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, Mike. Parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
All right. I'm going to give my parting shot to the Oklahoma Sooner fan base. Yesterday they played Army. Army played them tough. Army lost by a touchdown. But as Army was leaving the field, the stadium at Oklahoma was giving them a standing ovation because there are some things that are bigger than everything else in life, and they realized that with Army. So kudos to the Sooner fan base.
You know what? And I said early in the show, you know, about how they played them, how well. And I said, you know, those kids are playing with a lot of pride from those military schools. And you know what? They played them pretty tough, Mike. So very, very good performance from them. Almost put a real shocker out there for them. But they didn't. Oklahoma obviously gets it done 28-21. All right, man. My parting shot is to Tiger Woods, man. We haven't really talked much about him, obviously, today because a lot of NFL talk. But the truth is, it's great seeing Tiger Woods on top of the leaderboard. May get some eyes on that. Get him away from the NFL football. And, hey, why not? The guy deserves it. Think about all the things that he's gone through physically, emotionally, mentally. I give it up for Tiger Woods, man, and I'm glad to see him on top of the leaderboard on a Sunday. So hopefully he gets it done. Anyways, for Mike Wilson and Scott and all the great clips, I would be Andy Dorf saying peace. This has been the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.